Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, Joey, Joey. Joey, Joey, Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Tuesday, August 16th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. About 5 o'clock in the morning on the legendary 1340 AM, 92.5 FM and the AM station, and at the end of it, my music. Then you can switch over to the other iVox station, 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago. It was KPSI then, or listen at 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. And after we're finished, we put everything up on joeyenglish.com, my Facebook page. Please friend me. I want this to be the best hour of your day. So in that vein, have you got your daily datebook close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, August 16th is Roller coaster day. Yay. Now, I don't quite understand this one. Greater Coachella Valley Chamber has an employee retention credit update tomorrow from 10:30 to 11:30. It's a webcast. Details at gcvcc.org if you understand it to register. The Palm Springs Cultural Center wants you to know their certified market is at the peak of tomato season, and they're indoors now on 1401 South Pavilion Way. You can get the details at psculturalcenter.org. My tomato plants have stopped bearing. I don't know why they got the peak season. Okay. The Greater Coachella Valley Chamber wants to invite you to their evening mixer tonight, 4:30 to 6:30. It's free for members. It's at the Beer Hunter. Almost said the Bear Hunter. Highway 111 in La Quinta, gcvcc.org. Now, let's talk some wonderful information from our dear friend Wink Martindale. Today, he's doing the complete Elvis story on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM from 9 to 11. Don't miss it. Tape it somehow. You can go to winkmartindale.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. And the world breathes a collective sigh of relief. This is one of the best hours in radio because it's three wonderful, wonderful gentlemen. We're building up to Landon Morris from M&M Fine Jewelry. He's just returned from, where was he?
He was all over Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have to hear about that, I suppose.
Yes, gorgeous weather.
And then I love saying this. Jay Ovier, the Jay Ovier Real Estate Group.
You roll that better than I do.
I love it.
Yes.
And remember all the languages they speak?
It's crazy.
I can
rattle them off. International firm.
Spanish, Hebrew, German, French, and Chinese.
Good Lord. Everybody's located there. Everybody's covered. They've got them all covered.
And we're starting off with the voice you hear now. Yeah. Dan with two N's.
That would be me.
From Dan Foley of Foley and Stinnett, but when you see his picture, note the tan.
Where have you been? I was, after two summers of having to stay home because of COVID, I finally made it back to my beloved Paris, and then down to Italy to Capri for about nine days.
Oh, that's the tan. Paris
sun
is,
and water.
Paris a little too rainy.
Right. Paris was glorious weather. It's like it invited me, welcomed me back.
I love Paris.
I just wanted to see what was going on at my beloved Notre Dame, too.
Oh, yes.
Terrible, but
What are the styles and things in Paris?
You know, it's interesting because, as I tell my clients, what I see in Europe today, style-wise, is what we're going to see in the U.S. 12 to 18 months from now.
They're ahead of us.
Most definitely. I go there to look at, not just enjoy myself, of course, but I can't help but work. And so I'm looking at what's fresh, what's color, what's pattern, what's new, what's coming.
Really?
So what I saw a lot of, and what we're talking about in the industry already, is the return of traditionalism.
See, now I would believe that of fashion, Paris. But
yes.
You encompass all aspects of our homes and decorating.
And I do. We really cover style as an umbrella for all of our clients. So if I do someone's home, the first thing, what do you want to do? You want to give a party. So then what we do is we take over and we plan the party and we do a signature cocktail for the house and we dress our clients. And you can't do their home without getting in their closet. So
I love my closets, as we all know.
Right, yes, I've been in that closet, so I know we could move in there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was a line from one of Del Shore's plays. You could move in. Sordid Lives.
Yes, of course.
Now, then you got your tan in Italy.
I did.
All right. If Paris is 12 to 18 months ahead of us, mm-hmm. Where's Italy?
It falls pretty much in the same place. Same. The difference is that in Italy, though fashion is very forward, when it comes to design, when it comes to home style, it remains pretty classic. Oh. Even if we're talking about contemporary design, they're really more in love with what we call classic contemporary style.
I can believe that.
Yes. Yeah. And it works. You know, the thing about Italy, I always say, is that their old is crumbly. And they like it crumbly. Where in France, it's really about restoration, right? They want to keep it beautiful. You've got Versailles, and they're constantly restoring and redoing. And so there's all this beauty that remains. In Rome and in other parts of Italy, it's about discovering what it was through
like
what it is
too.
Now.
I My house too. Has patina.
It really does. And that's it. It's not crumbly, thank God.
No, it's not crumbly.
I want to assure everyone. But patina is really important.
I love that.
I think it's even important when you're talking about contemporary and modern style. And
really?
Being here in Palm Springs, where mid-century modern is king, what I think the best work is really the stuff that speaks to the past, though we're living clearly and firmly into today as far as technology is concerned. But when it comes to style and shapes and pieces and finishes, those kinds of things, I like to start where it all began and then bring it forward.
Let me ask you a strange question. This just popped into my head.
Okay.
So I'm making this up. Do our homes deteriorate and get to a patina phase faster because of our weather?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
They do?
We talk about that crumbly effect.
Yes.
It does. The sun here and the heat and the dryness is so hard on all of our structures, really.
Because my house is, what, 98 years old?
Yeah, exactly. And so the difference for you, too, is that you're in that area of town where it is a lot older, and so there's a great deal of growth. The trees are very mature. Mm-hmm. You at least get some shade from the killer sun. But the heat and the dryness still affects everything, and you have to be very careful here so that when we're working on an old house, whether it's a mid-century house, you know, from the 50s and 60s,
right,
even 70s, or a house as old as yours, 80, 90 years old, when we start renovations, we have to strip everything and really check out that structure.
The bones,
because it can be so dry that it becomes unstable. And oftentimes you start doing major renovations, and what you're doing is you're destabilizing what is already delicate.
Oh, my
delicate.
Goodness. I never thought of that.
Whether it's the frame or oftentimes the pipes, all of that.
Oh, well, the pipes are all galvanized.
Exactly.
Please.
And when people say, oh, we don't need to change those, we don't want to spend the money, I always say either we do it or we're leaving, because I guarantee by the day you move in, you will have water coming up through the foundation into your property.
And it's not healthy to drink it either.
No. No,
those
it is
old
not.
Pipes.
It's not. It's
That's
easy to fix, by the way, here. We bring the pipes up and over the house now, as opposed to under the house. And so we do that in traditional and modern structures, cut the line off at the house itself, run those pipes up over the roof, and you can have new, fresh, faster, better, cleaner water.
And it's probably PVC.
And it's PVC.
Do you do all that aspect of design as well?
We do. We handle the entire process from the design to the construction, renovation, and the installation. So we like to say we're from concept to installation. We handle everything. We have our own crews of workmen and builders. And so
it
really is. The biggest thing that we give our clients in that, it's not really so much a control thing, although I have to admit I'm a bit of a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can do our jobs faster and for less money. We deliver on time and on budget always. I do want everyone to know, and I don't want it to sound like arrogance, but we won't take on a job where you say, oh, well, I have a guy who will do this, and my friend's buddy, his cousin can do this. Let him do. No. As long as we can control the situation, we can get it done on time and on budget.
And your name's on it.
And my name is on it.
Hey, Joey Pals. We're listening to our dear friend Dan with two N's, Foley. You've got to, talking about traveling in France and Italy. I guess only Jay Ovier and I haven't been anywhere lately. What were you telling me about Gucci?
So it's really interesting. It happens to be a brand that I love, everybody loves,
yes,
right? And so we have a Gucci store here on El Paseo, of course, that I enjoy. But there is also the only Gucci factory store in all of Southern California is right here at Cabazon, you know, here in the Coachella Valley. I happen to do a lot of business there and was talking to my salesman today and the manager and got chatting with him. And he told me that it's official right now, as of today, the Gucci Cabazon store is the largest volume store that Gucci has in the world.
Are you sure?
Our store is even beating China, Asia, the Middle East. They are doing, the receipts here are the biggest in the world. That's how many people come
Good
to the Coachella Valley.
Grief.
Yes. They stand in line to get into that store 7 days a week. Even on a Thursday morning, a Tuesday morning, a
Good
Friday
heavens.
Morning, Monday morning, you have to stand in line to be let in. They do it well. It's not about crowding you in. It's about putting you with a salesperson.
Wow.
So they keep it clean and fast. And the service there is just like going into El Paseo where you're paying full price. So
I'll give you his home number. Don't call me.
Call Gucci.
Call Gucci. That's the largest volume in the world.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean,
kudos to us.
Kudos. And we missed your birthday last Thursday.
You did.
Happy birthday.
But I knew I was coming, so thank you.
Where did you spend it?
Just with some friends. And, you know, it's hot here in August in the desert.
No kidding. Actually, if you go from your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned bar.
Yes. Restaurant and home.
Yes. It works fine. And
you can still put on something nice to wear.
Yes.
I wore a new jacket I bought in Paris, so it's all good.
I understand about the Paris fashions. That makes mm-hmm. perfect sense.
Yes.
And I also understand about the Italian furniture. That also makes perfect sense to me.
I think that you have to remember that if France and Paris in general has always been sort of the center of the universe for fashion. Even though it shares that crown with New York now.
Yes.
So, of course, they would be forward in other forms of style and design.
Yes.
So in home, it is the same. And I have to say, too, that just as it is in fashion, you know, New York and the United States is running their neck and neck, too.
Except, is it safe in Paris? It's not particularly safe right now in New York.
I would say it's the same. I hear lots of stories about that, both in Paris and New York and all over Europe. And the truth is, I find that we hear those stories from people who don't go. if you can get shot to death in a supermarket in the United States, mm-hmm. then I don't know why you'd be worried about going to Paris.
Agreed.
I think that with anything, anywhere, at any time, you need to be diligent. That's all. You need to be wise.
That's right.
And you need to watch and keep your eyes open. And whether you're looking at new shoes, a new sofa, or just being safe.
Everything, what is it? Rare things are rare. Common things are common.
Isn't it the truth?
Phone number and website, dear.
Phone number, area code 760-322-2268. Our website is really simple. It's our name, www.foleystinette.com.
Two N's, two T's.
T's, exactly.
Foleystinette.
You got it. You're going to find lots of stuff there to look at, including before and afters, which people
love. I love those.
There's video, and there's me on TV, and there's all kinds of stuff. So spend some time, enjoy it, and give us a call.
Thank you. Bless your heart. It's Joey English along with Dan Foley. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.